99.9 Radio USA. That's Red, and that's Taylor Swift. It's 6:54, and we're at 35 degrees. It's Scott Hansen, and I have weird news for you. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Florida thug jacked a few hundred bucks from a man at an ATM, but then gave him some free advice in return. He told his victim to simply call his insurance company and get the money replaced. Seth Hart approached the other man as he was making a deposit and pulled a knife, demanding that he hand over cash. Well, the guy hesitated, but Hart grabbed the dough and fled, turning around to say, "Just report it to your insurance company," as he turned the corner. Well, the victim did call 911 with a description of Hart, and Hart was found just a short time later with his discarded clothing in a field down the road. No word on whether they got the money back or if he turned it into his insurance company. A Florida woman recently went out on a limb to escape from cops who had pulled her over. She jumped out and climbed a tree in order to make her getaway. A patrolman gave chase after noticing that Amy Meisner was driving a pickup truck with license plates that had been reported stolen from an SUV. She initially got away, but a witness spotted the vehicle parked in some bushes with its doors open, leading him to call authorities to investigate. Well, Meisner had climbed a tree and hopped onto the roof of a nearby building where she was cornered and eventually came down, arrested, and treated for two broken toes that she had suffered during her escape. And one more for you. Here's another Florida story. A Florida man gave cops grounds to arrest him after he poured hot coffee on a fellow convenience store customer and then stole a second cup to replace the one that he had dumped out on the person. Brian Dobbs had parked his truck illegally, blocking three cars when he went inside to get his coffee. When he came out, a driver sitting in one of the blocked vehicles complained. Dobbs responded by opening the driver's door and tossing the contents of his coffee cup on the man. And then he went inside for seconds and decided that he was due a free refill. So he grabbed one and then walked out right into the waiting arms of an officer who cuffed him for aggravated battery, criminal mischief, retail theft, and resisting an officer. There's your weird news this morning at 6:56.
Sophisticated, smart, reliable.